That's all I can think of right now.
So you would normally, if you saw a little child walking by, light
rail skin
or something like that, you would call it a half
breed. A good percentage of them all. I would be honest with you. I don't think it's a great percentage of them that are 100% Negro anymore. You find some of them. But I think it's badly mixed.
What would you call a man you would work for?
Well, he'd be your boss, your supervisor, or your superior officer.
Okay, how would you probably address him?
I guess you might say Mr. Whoever you want. The proper way to do it, not that I do.
But what do you do?
I just call him by his name. He and I, maybe know one another that well or something like that.
Well, let's suppose black
might be different from white. What would Willie
call you? From?
He calls me Mr. Melvin.
Mr. Melvin?
Yeah.
Yes, you might say Mr.
Mr. Jimmy, Mr. Luther. Yes.
What black people would call poor whites?
Well, I think the type of person that's poor doesn't necessarily make them call them anything other than they would anybody else if they conduct themselves, right? But I've heard of them that are poor, and then they are sort of rough character, and they are called, and maybe they deserve it, or white trash, or something like that.
But I think the tired person is
poor doesn't necessarily make them call anything up.
I think he'd just be an old countryman.
Country
hick, or however you want to call it.
Okay, do you think town people might refer to him in a different way?
No. Unless you want to call him backwoodsman or something like that.
Do you know the term Hoosier?
I've heard of it, not too regular, too much.
I reckon
in this section.
Do you know any other? I know you're being so nice. You can't. Do you know of any other terms that you might just if you just saw just an old just a person coming to town? Really?
Well, you see some, it's just a bum. I don't know where they live, whether they live in the country or where. And you see some, it's just that really are country folks, and not as much now as it has been, but the means of transportation and your communication, they don't have that as much as it was 50 years ago.
What did you used to call the kind of, I've heard my mother talk about this, people that were coming to train. I suppose you were walking by the side of a cliff or something like that, and you slipped, and you just caught yourself, right before you fell, you said, this is a dangerous place, I fell.